And ADBS, like I said, I've heard a lot of good and a lot of bad, and Rick is one of the ones I've heard a lot of bad from. And Echo Sean, I think ICOM has really stepped up, and I'm a big, big, big fan of their equipment. It's very premium. I don't like how they nickel and dime everything to death, but I don't know. I guess it is what it is. And yeah, Yaesu is always on the cutting edge, but it seems like the execution is always, I don't know, half-baked. At least on most of their stuff, like the FT1X or whatever it is. They release it and firmware is all jacked up and stuff. Like, why? Why even release it? And speaking of Kenwood, Sean, I just remembered the other day, I still have my reservation for that new Kenwood mobile that was supposed to come out last year, summer of last year. I checked, and now it says mid-2026, so we'll see if that ever comes to fruition. But if it doesn't release by the spring, if that ICOM ID5200's out, I'm just going to order that.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know what's going on with them, you know. And then, yeah, you look at their HF lineup. They've got the 890 and the 990. Good grief, those radios are a decade old now. It's crazy. So, all right, I got to pay for my coffee. I'll be back. W8FU.